Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, a special show today. Today is a special day for me. I don't know why. I just feel an incredible amount of hope. And maybe the reason is because this week has been a very special week. Our president is finally starting to talk about letting us all entrepreneurs go back to work. That is exciting to me. So I think next week will be a couple steps closer, you might say, to us having our freedom back, because it's been feeling a little bit weird lately. I am Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly, Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. One of our contributors, Randy Garn, who is also a passionate entrepreneur. He's a New York Times bestselling author. He loves to help grow companies, and he does that. I watch him all the time. He's helped me grow mine. He has, he spent a lot of time doing exactly what we do with this group, this media company, Entrepreneurs, which is helping entrepreneurs to do their job better. Randy, it's an interesting time, is it not?
It is an amazing time to be alive.
No question.
I kind of feel like you. I feel like this is a very special time to be alive. It's a separation of those that really are going to get things done and those that are going to sit back and wait for somebody else to save them.
Randy and I do a lot of work together. Randy also does a lot like I do with Entrepreneur Media. But I noticed the other day that it was a little exchange between you and myself and one other friend. And it's a guy mm-hmm. that you and I haven't talked to for a while. And it was, you know, you doing what you normally do, which is connecting people. And you were just connecting mm-hmm. us back up. And I hope you noticed how interesting. He is an entrepreneur. And the one thing he said is, I'm gearing up for some amazing business. He says, I'm tapping my credit lines because cash is king. And I feel like there's going to be an incredible amount of opportunity for entrepreneurs. You know what the old saying is, in the valley of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And that one eye of insight, you know what I'm saying, Randy? It's the insight eye.
I know exactly what you're saying. And I think that's the time that we're in right now. I mean, it is a historic time. We've never had this. I mean, I literally just talked to my tax guy right before now, and we would have been all filing taxes, you know, April 15th. And now we're now filing for, a lot of companies and businesses are filing for the PPP program and are trying to work on loans to help grow their companies and to keep things going. And so this is a time where we got to hunker down and really do some amazing things as a country and as a people.
I agree 100%. You know, what's funny is I am in the midst of a giant refi on a business piece of property that I have. And I got an email from them saying, okay, we've, you know, gone through this part. The next thing is get an appraisal on the property. And here's the rates that we're going to be offering you. And I was like, this is amazing. What an amazing time to be able to lower interest rates on things, to be able to get forgivable loans. I mean, truly, as an entrepreneur, this is a time where we should take a deep breath and say, okay, this is kind of like Noah in the ark, you know, when they had to endure all those days and days and days and weeks of rain and you know, all of a sudden kind of Noah threw the hatch open and the sunshine was there. And it's like, that's what it feels like. It is springtime, but it feels like it's a time of growth is right in front of us. I don't know about you.
You know, Alan, you're exactly right. It is a time of growth, and growth is always painful. It always stretches us. It always pushes us. You know, if you're just sitting back and waiting, you're going to get hurt. But I love the entrepreneurial spirit, where we've always been in a place where we're going to push ourselves. We're going to do more. We're going to be more. We're going to be higher performing. We're going to find out new ways to innovate and ideate that have never been done in this type of environment we're currently in. So growth is awesome. I'm seriously pumped to be alive right now.
Me too. By the way, I asked Randy, I said, what are you going to talk about today? He says, the three H's, habits, homies, and happiness. Homies. Randy's one of my homies. We'll take a break. Randy Garn, you're the best. Don't go anywhere. And then he can tee up our next guest. which Randy says, you got to talk to this guy. So we are. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Well, this is Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. Special guest today, my buddy, Randy Garn, New York Times bestselling author. And, well, he's a serial entrepreneur. He helps companies to grow. And he does it in a very unorthodox way, which I must say, the law of reciprocity. Randy, that is one thing that you taught me about the law of reciprocity. You just do good for goodness sakes. I love that, man. It always comes back, does it not?
It always does, Alan. You know, I always love being with you. Alan, you make me smile. You make me happy. And right now in this, and where we're at, man, we need some joy in our life. We need some happiness, brother.
No doubt about it. All right. Three H's, habits, homies, and happiness. Give it to me.
All right. So, yeah, I've been thinking a lot. I'd like, you know, as I thought about when you said, Randy, I want you on my show, I have been thinking a ton about, now that it's been more of a lockdown, it's like, what are my habits that I'm doing every single day that are the most productive? And you have to think about right now is productivity wins. And if we're going to turn everything around, it's going to be how productive are we? And you know, really close partner and friend of mine, Brendan Burchard, wrote a book, High Performing Habits. We did over 2 million studies of what are high performers do the most. You know, and high performance means succeeding beyond standard norms. It means consistently over long periods of time while maintaining well-being and positive relationships. It means you're like fully engaged, you're confident, but you're accomplishing the things that you want to do without like really being a jerk about it. And so I'm thinking like, what are the habits that I'm doing every single day? And I've never been able to get into such a good routine as I have the last 3 weeks. I don't know about you.
Well, I'm examining those now and I'm not liking some of them, Randy. I'm telling you, but hold on. I just want to tell people that book again from Brendan Burchard is High Performing Habits. And we'll put a link with the show notes to this on our podcast as well, so you can find out some of the books that Randy is. And you're in business with Brendan, aren't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. We are taking High Performing Habits. We've got, you know, well over 2 million subscribers. His podcast is amazing. And
wow.
And if you haven't tuned into it, it's a pretty awesome show.
Awesome. All right, High Performing Habits, the book. Going to be a link at entrepreneur.com in the show notes. All right, so habits are important. Give me one more. Homies, what are you talking about, homies? I know you and me are homies, but what are you talking about?
So if you think about it, like your habits are also created by a lot of the people that you surround yourself with. And I always say you can catch a thought, you can catch a cold, you can catch, you know, like when you're being around the right people that help you to be in good habits. Like, are you being around people that help you want to be more and do more? Are you surrounding yourself with people that help you generate energy? And a lot of times I say, you know, you don't have a time management issue, you have an energy issue. So I'm trying to surround myself with people that are trying to lift me up to be a better human. And so I think at this time in our lives, like I always say, you know, the cavalry's not coming to save you. But if you surround yourself with amazing human beings, like who are the homies right now, Alan? Who are the 5 people in your life that you could call at 3 o'clock in the morning if you had a crisis?
Well, you.
And then think about that on the flip side.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, I'd call you, you know, and I think about, man, who are the friends that you have that know how to fish and hunt and have a good food storage? But on a good side, like, who are the people that you can count on and that you can rely on?
Yeah.
And who are the people that you hang out with that help you to have really high productive habits?
You know what's sad is that most of us may not even have 5 people that we can count on in that way. And if we don't, we are not hanging around the right people, right?
It's exactly right. And I always say, whenever I teach and I train CEOs or speak, I'd be like, who are the 5 most important people in your life? And I would say that to the listeners right now. Who are those people in your life that if you're in a crisis that you could count on? And I want you to write that down and keep it. A lot of people work on business strategy, but not a lot of people work on their human strategy.
Right. Interesting. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and get the final one of the three H's from Randy Garn: habits, homies, and happiness. I love how he said, you know, I like to catch a thought, because you know you can catch a cold or you can catch the virus, but if you're hanging around the right people, you'll catch the right thoughts. That's good stuff.
Exactly,
you are the
right.
Kind of the collective soul of the five people you spend the most time with, so choose wisely. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll come back with more with Randy Garn, Entrepreneur Weekly. Interesting times we're in, but spring is here. We're about to be set free. This time, do what's right. We'll be right back.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Do you want to be bad to the bone, as my friend ZZ Top, Billy Gibbons, sings it in the background? If you do, you need to think about your habits, who you spend the most time around, and how to achieve happiness. Randy Garn is talking about that, my friend, also contributor to Entrepreneur Magazine, and New York Times bestselling author. Haven't even talked about your book yet. Are you? How's that coming? Are you going to re-release that, or what's going on, Randy?
Yeah, we'll re-release it this fall.
What is it going to have?
Get on another show and crank it out.
Same name or what? Do you want to wait until we tell the whole world about that at that time?
We'll wait. It'll
okay, it's going to be even better. Okay, good. The guy's a New York Times bestselling author, and he's going to make it even better. Anyway, to be bad to the bone, you talked about habits, and then you talked about Brendan Bouchard, our friend, high-performing habits. We are going to put a link there. Anything else on that one?
Yeah, one of the fun things on high-performance habits, we will share a link with everybody. We have, you know, six habits that are the most productive habits you need to have, and we've got a free assessment that people can take and be able to see where they're at with the achieving the high performance they need to.
Okay. Anywhere they should go, or do you want to just have that link at the entrepreneur.com?
Yeah, we'll embed it into the show.
Okay. So the show notes at entrepreneur.com. After, if you guys are listening to this on a radio station, thank you. If you're listening on a podcast, look in the show notes and you should be able to see High Performing Habits, Brendan Bouchard, some sort of a link there. All right. So we went through habits, homies, homie, and then now happiness. That's your last H for the three H's. What do you got?
So happiness, this is really important. Being in kind of, I guess, your lockdown type situation, I know that there's a lot of people that have found out, they tried to find happiness outside of their home. And I really focus on, do what really drives true joy in your life? How do you bring the joy? And nobody wants to be around grumpy people. That's why I love out with you, Alan, and other really awesome friends that we have. Like, you know, like, even like Justin Hyde, dude, you can't not smile when you're around certain people.
Right.
And so it's like, how do you show up when somebody's calling your phone? Do you want to answer it?
Right.
And so I think a great business strategy of mine is to always bring the joy. Always bring the joy. Be cheerful. Have a cheerful heart. Because if you look at it and you try to have gratitude in your heart, I promise you that you will have so much more success in business.
You know, that's a big one, gratitude. And I think that people are like, well, you know, how can you be happy when you owe money, when you have bills and you do this and the other thing? And you know what? They cannot take your life away. We don't live in a country where they kill you just because you have high credit card bills or you have, you know, rent due. I mean, look what they're doing for us right now. The president is giving us the stimulus check. People are kind of putting our house payments and even our business payments on hold so that we can make it through this together. We are actually all making it through this. You're not going to die tomorrow just because you owe money. People say, how do you find happiness when you have all this weight on your shoulders? You need to take inventory of your life, of what you should be happy for, whether it's life itself. One of my buddies made a joke the other day. He says, I wake up every day, I can't wait to die. My life is such a misery. I was like, oh my gosh. He says, I wake up every day going, darn it, I'm not dead yet. I was like, what a horrible way to live life. You know what I mean? Oh my, I wake up every day and I say thanks to God for giving me an awesome life, even if I have problems, you know?
You know, it's true. And you also, through this, because we've lived through a couple of these, and I've never seen anything like this, but Alan, we have to think about, and I really think that true prosperity is the balance between money, happiness, and sustainability. But we're in this for the long game. We're going to make it through this struggle. We're going to be stronger from it. Like, enjoy the struggle. Enjoy the journey. And I know it's so easy to say, but dude, I got crazy stuff going on in my life. I've got business owners and friends that are really struggling, and I'm not minimizing that at all.
No, I get
really
it.
Am not.
I get it.
I mean, I talked to a CEO this morning who's curled up in a fetal position trying to figure out how he's going to make payroll for 300 people. Like, I'm not minimizing that. But you also have to look at, we are alive. We are breathing. We've got our friends and our family, and it does zero amount of good to be grumpy and to be stressed out of your mind and to be fearful.
Right.
We have to, at this time, if you want to be a really good leader, bring the joy to people's life right now. Bring happiness, bring strategy, and don't show up as a doomsdayer.
You know what? And even if you don't have a whole bunch to give, if you can find it in yourself to do something kind for somebody that is less fortunate than you. I saw, you know, one time Trump was walking down the street with his daughter, and he pointed down at a guy sleeping on the curb. He says, that guy is better off than I am. And his daughter says, why? And he says, because he doesn't owe $6 billion. You know what I'm saying? All right, listen, I want to ask you real quick before we go. It was all good advice, Randy Garn. Tell us about Chris Noggle. You said you got to talk to Chris Noggle. You got 30 seconds. Give me Chris Noggle in 30 seconds.
I'll tell you what, Chris is an amazing human. In New York, he's battling some great stuff right now. Chris has got a company called Money Multipliers. He's got a show. He's been on TV, but he is really super wicked smart when it comes to how to grow and build wealth.
Yep.
And so I'm excited that you're going to have Chris on the show. He's a great friend and an amazing human.
All right. HGTV had a house flipping show. I think I know this guy. I don't know why. Maybe I just saw him on TV. My homie, Randy Garn. Thank you, brother.
Alan, love you, man. Keep up the good work, and hope to see you soon.
The man that makes me smile, Randy Garn. I'll take a break and come back with Chris Noggle. Don't go anywhere. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I can tell you that I don't care who you are a little bit worried. You know why? You know why I know that? Because unless you are a pet listening to my radio show, somebody's dog or cat, you're a human being, and our human instincts tell us that things are just weird outside. I mean, come on. The economy is at a full stop, almost. But no matter who you are, you have a right to have a little trepidation right now on what to do next. So I think with this show, my job here is to try and find money people to talk to us about the proper use of money and how to be wise in our next steps moving forward. Because we're all waking up to the realization that, you know what, the world just may not be the same as it used to be after this is all over. Our next guest, his name is Chris Noggle. He is known as America's number one money mentor. He's dedicated his life to that. As a matter of fact, his successes include managing over $30 million in assets in the financial services and advisory industry and tens of millions in real estate, in the real estate business, with over 200 transactions. And he even had an HGTV show, Flipping Houses, with his wife. He is also co-founder and CEO of Flip Out Academy, founder of The Money School, and money mentor for the money multiplier. Chris Noggle joins us right now. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Happy to be here.
Well, did I say that right? I mean, everybody has a little bit of trepidation right now on what to do and how to move forward. And they're maybe questioning what they've done in their earlier life, because here we are. Right now, we're in a place where, gosh, we don't really know what's next, do we?
You're absolutely right. And there's definitely a lot of that going on. People just wondering, you know, what is the next step? What should I do? Or a lot of people are thinking, wow, what should I have done to prevent some of the things that are happening right now? These are the calls I'm taking every day. And it's interesting to hear people and how they're reacting to it. Some people are just blindly ignoring it, trying to pretend it's not happening. Other people are looking at it as an opportunity. I always say, you know, there's two types of people right now. There's people seeing this as an obstacle, and there's other people seeing this as an opportunity.
So if I was to ask you what the theme was in the phone calls you're getting from your people, is it fear, do you think? Is there a fearfulness? Is there a hopefulness? It seems like, believe it or not, my friends that are entrepreneurs, of course, I work with Entrepreneur Magazine, so I don't think I know anybody that isn't an entrepreneur at this point. But I think the entrepreneurs of the world see that this is a real opportune time, because there's going to be opportunity where people who have not been wise with their money or just didn't know better. I mean, and sometimes we just, not knowing better, are not wise with our money. We don't save. I remember when I was a kid, I watched a movie. It was a cartoon about the ants, the worker ants. And I think it was a grasshopper or something, that the ants were busy, you know, kind of storing away for the rainy days. And the grasshopper was out playing his fiddle. So a lot of us have been the grasshopper, but what has been the theme that you've seen or the most calls you've gotten lately?
You know, that's a great question. And I've done hundreds of calls with people. And, you know, the majority of them are seeing this as an opportunity, but they just don't know how to go into this opportunity prepared. And I think that's the biggest thing. I'm also taking some calls, don't get me wrong, with some people that are just downright scared, because they remember 2008 and 2009, and they're starting to see a lot of similarities to that. And they're just like, not again. But I think, like you said, any entrepreneur, any of the real estate investors, absolutely looking at this as an opportunity, but they just don't know how to actually go into this and where to look for those opportunities. I think there's a lot of confusion there. And I think it's maybe just a bit too early to start really seeing these opportunities yet.
We've got a little time together. Do me a favor. Tell us about The Money School and, of course, Flip Out Academy and all the things you're doing. What is the core of what you do, and which one would you like to send people to?
Yeah, so The Money School is the core of what I'm doing. And Money School was created sort of by accident. I was a financial advisor at a very high level for 16 years, managing, you know, lots and lots of money. I mean, you had mentioned $30 million, and that's just one little segment of what I did. And while I was doing that, I was always taught to do what advisors are taught to do. We were taught to manage money the traditional and conventional financial methods. Well, what happened is when I got into real estate in the early 2000s, I started seeing that the wealthy people and some of the clients I had were extremely wealthy. And I started finding out that what they were doing with money was the complete opposite of everything that I was taught to do as an advisor. So I started watching these patterns and just seeing, you know, and really asking the question, why are you doing this? What do you do with this, you know, situation? And I started following this, but it really didn't come to really hit me until 2008, when I almost went bankrupt. I was in a big development deal, and that period of time, boy, oh boy, that was one of the hardest times. I thought I knew what I didn't know. And when it hit me, I was one payment away from being bankrupt. And luckily, I made it through it. My wife, who helped me pay all the bills of my house, and we got through that. But after that, I dove into real estate, and I was doing well. I had 36 units by 2014, still an advisor. I was still snowboarding on a professional level. And then again, in 2014, I found myself in a lot of trouble. I was living paycheck to paycheck again. Not because of I was doing anything wrong. It was I didn't know how money worked. And that was the big realization. And that's when I started really going to some of these people I knew and saying, hey, can you mentor me? Can you show me what it is you're doing and why I keep riding the financial roller coaster? And that's where it all began in 2014. And Money School is a really just a combination of everything I've learned from you know, 16 years in Wall Street to doing 200, right now we're at 257 flips and rentals and everything I've done with borrowing money. And then I said, I got to teach people the secrets of the wealthy. I got to teach people how money really works so that they can take back control of their money. Because that's the biggest thing that I would say Money School and the Money Multiplier are surrounded around. The one thing our whole lives we've been taught to do is to give up control of our money. We have, and we don't even know we do this, but we do because, you know, everybody's taught save money in your 401k plan, save money in your employer-sponsored plan, put money in the banks. And then what happens is you're not in control of that. The bank takes your money and loans your money out and makes 400 to 1300% on everybody else's money while we leave our money there parked because we've only been taught to do that. We've been taught to put our money somewhere and just leave it and believe in this thing called compound interest where our money just sits and grows. But if we take the money out, that compound interest stops. The same thing with 401ks. Think about what we do with 401ks. Your dollars today are worth the most today. And if you don't believe that, just look at 20 years ago, how many candy bars could you have bought for a dollar?
Oh, boy.
The answer is more than today.
Right.
So what we do is we give up our good dollars, our most valuable dollars, the ones we have today. We give them up and we put them in a retirement plan and we wait, you know, 5, 10, 15 years. And then later, after 59 and a half, we take that money back out. But what's happened over that time is hopefully the market's gone up and we've made money. But really, we lost control of that money. We allowed Wall Street and financial companies to control our money. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just what we've been taught.
Yep.
And then when we're paid back, when we take that money back, that money is taxed. Chances are taxes went up because if I ask anybody, do taxes go up or down? They say they go up or they just find
right.
more stuff to tax.
All right, hold on. I don't want to get run over by a commercial. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a break.
What we've been taught. We've never been taught to be in control of our money like the wealthy, you know, are or like the banks are.
Right.
And really it's so simple because...
Hold it. Let me take a break. I'm going to get run over by a commercial. Don't go anywhere. It is Entrepreneur Weekly. He's on fire. Hang up with those hoodlum friends of mine. Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. I am talking to a guy that is on fire. Of course, I think I might have pushed the wrong button and he couldn't hear me, but his name is Chris Noggle, America's number one money mentor. That's his moniker. He is also the author of a couple books I should mention. Chris, you blew right by this. Author of The Private Money Guide and Mapping Out the Millionaire Mystery. And you can find more about him at chrisnoggle.com. That's C-H-R-I-S-N-A-U-G-L-E, chrisnoggle.com. And you were right in the middle. My apologies for that little breakup there. I had a commercial going to run me over. You were talking about, you said, and I took great notice when you said the price of a candy bar today, which it boggles my mind that the Safeway and Vons and whatever supermarket you go to has the audacity to charge $1.59 or $1.69 for a 25-cent Snickers bar, if you know what I'm saying. I'm that old.
I do.
I'm that old. But you know, yes, money keeps on going. You know, inflation keeps happening. But we kind of got run over there by a commercial about the time you started talking about putting money in the bank and waiting, and maybe that's not the best thing to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, essentially what we've been taught our whole lives to do is to give up control of our good dollars today because your dollars are worth the most today. You just mentioned that with the candy bar. And 20 years ago, how many candy bars could we have bought for a dollar? Way more.
Right.
So in giving up control, what I mean by that is just everything you've been taught about what to do with your money essentially defies what you should be doing. We give our money and we put it in banks. Banks don't even pay us any interest anymore, but yet they take our money. They move our money because that's what banks do. Banks move money and they make 400 to 1300% on our money. I mean, you can look that up on Bauer Financial. That's just what banks make on the money that we leave there. But that's not the real problem. The real problem is the biggest source of money, which happens to be employer-sponsored retirement plans, 401ks, 403bs. It's just our whole lives we're taught to put money in retirement plans. It's just kind of become a normal. When we start a job and they offer us the 401k or the retirement, we say, sure, we'll put in money into that. But again, if your dollars are worth the most today, what are you doing when you're saving for retirement? You're really giving up control of your good dollars today to be paid back with weaker dollars later. And the funniest part about that, I always tell this story, is we do things with money we would never do with things that money buys. So, Alan, let me ask you a question. Would you ever buy a nice loaf of Italian bread, come home, put it in your freezer, close the door, wait 5, 10, or 15 years, then come back, open that freezer, take that loaf of bread out and say, yum. You'd never do that.
No,
just like
never.
You'd never buy a car and wait 5, 10, or 15 years to drive it. And you'd never buy your primary residence and wait 5, 10, 15 years to move into your house. If you did, you wouldn't be married anymore, that's for sure.
Right.
But that's what we do with money. We give up control of our money, and we wait till a later day to be paid back with weaker dollars that are taxed at higher rates.
Yeah.
That's just what we're taught to do.
Yeah. No, it's true. And it was odd. About 11 years ago, a friend of mine was going to move out of his house, and he had gotten a divorce, and his life was kind of just in the tubes. And he says to me, hey, he goes, you know, the lady that owns my house, she offered to sell it to me, but I just can't buy it right now. And he says, she'll carry the paper. And I'm like, what? And, you know, owner carry loan is the best way to go when it comes to buying real estate, you know. So I said, well, how much does she want down? He says, she doesn't want anything down. She just doesn't want the hassle of the house. She knows that if I own the house, I'll take better care of it. And he says, but, you know, I just can't buy it. And I said, well, please take me over and introduce me. So he introduced me, and she says, well, you know, I don't know you, and I know him. And I thought to myself, if she knows him, to me, he had not been the greatest renter, because he was always having to borrow money from me to pay his rent, you know? And so anyway, the long story short, I said, listen, you don't know me, but the guy that you trust does. I'd like to have him give you my letter of recommendation, and I'm willing to give you $5,000 down. And she says, oh, because she just was going to let him just take it for, you know, kind of a song and a dance. And so I said to her, I'm willing to give $5,000 down and show you that I'll put my money where my mouth is. I bought the house from her. Very sweet lady. I bought the house from her. We just closed on the house about a month ago. And I want to tell you that $5,000, had I put it in the bank, would probably be worth $5,100, if you know what I mean. You earn pennies. It's just terrible. But because I bought the house and I continued to let it go up in value, we sold the house for $100,000 more than I paid for it 10 years earlier. Now that to me is smart, like you said, mapping out the millionaire mystery. That is smart use of money. We're talking with Chris Noggle, America's number one money mentor. And you can find him at chrisnoggle.com. We're going to take a little break. Listen, it was a wonderful blessing for me and my wife that this lady carried the note. And all I can tell you is there are ways for you to make money with your money. And it ain't stuffing it into the bank, like Chris just said. We're going to talk about it more on the other side. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back. Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Our guest today, America's number one money mentor, the Money School, Chris Noggle. ChrisNoggle.com, N-A-U-G-L-E, just like it sounds, Noggle, Chris Noggle. Chris, I know you did a show on HGTV, 6 episodes, back in 2014, a house flipping show, so I think you can probably appreciate the story I just told. And listen, not every deal turns out like that. I was totally blessed. That's all I can say. It was a wonderful deal. But there are so many more ways of using our money, our capital, than just sticking it in the bank or in the freezer like you talked about.
I'm really glad you started with that real estate story, because that's definitely where I want to go. Because real estate, when I was an advisor, all my wealthiest clients, that's what they were in. One of the things I learned from the wealthy and from the the multimillionaires I was managing money for, is they were all in real estate. And even during down economic times like we're in right now, real estate's always a good investment. I mean, look at the return you made on that, $5,000, and look at that, you know, what that did for your family. Real estate's always been one of the largest producers of, you know, millionaires and wealth for people. But because real estate, unlike other investments, gives you the ability to do so many things. Number one, real estate, you can appreciate the value, right? It will either automatically happen or you can force appreciation through like what we did with the TV show by renovating the houses. You can also insure a house. So you can't insure stocks, but you certainly can insure your house. So if something happens, you get paid by the insurance company. The other nice thing is real estate has lots of exit strategies. If you get in for one strategy, like you want to flip it, but then you can't flip it, well, you can always turn around and rent it. And if you rent it, now you've created passive income. Wealth is really created not by how much money you have in the bank, but it's created by how much cash flow you have been coming in every single month or every single year. We call it mailbox money or passive income. That's what you want to focus on. But, you know, so many people are scared of real estate because the biggest thing I always hear, well, I'd love to get into real estate if I have the money. But the thing they don't understand is it's never about your actual resources. It's about how resourceful you can be. I come from very humble beginnings. I didn't have money, and I got where I am because I got resourceful. And getting resourceful is really easy. So when the book I wrote, The Private Money Guide, it's all about how to raise money without ever asking for it. And you know how you do that? And these times are so unprecedented for what I'm going to say. What's happening right now is creating a lot of fear, and it's creating a lot of people, like, they all have problems. I mean, the problems are sometimes they wonder how they're going to make their car payment. How are they going to, you know, get food, you know, in the house? How are they going to make their mortgage payment?
Right.
And the beautiful thing is if you're a real estate investor, you have the single ability to solve people's problems. Everybody has money. They just don't know they can use it. People have money in their retirements. People have money in the equity in their homes, especially right now. That money is sitting there being lazy. They just don't know how to make that money work for them. You, if you're a real estate investor, can go out, take your deal, your opportunity, and solve problems for people because your deal can provide the income they need, and that will solve a lot of their problems. And that's what I always tell people. You want to raise a lot of money for real estate? If you don't have your own money, then go solve people's problems. Show them how their house will pay for their car payment. Show them how they can use their 401k or their old IRA to basically fund your deal, and you will pay them an interest rate every single month. These are the things that people don't know how to do. And it just all goes into the simplest thing that we all know. If you want to have success, all you need to do is go out and help people. Help people solve their problems.
Agreed.
And I know that that's very general, but it's so simple to do. And you just need to know how money works and where it is and how to actually position your deals so that those people's problems are solved.
I got to tell you, you're right. Because believe it or not, if somebody has a piece of property for sale, they're not selling it because they want to keep it. They're selling it because they want to sell it. Put yourself in their shoes. I mean, think back to the last time you sold a car or a house or a boat being a hole in the water you throw money in. The happiest day of a guy's life is when he buys a boat, and the next happiest day is when he sells it. You know what I'm saying? And
I've heard that a lot.
You know, so I will tell you, people, I bought one other thing before I go. I bought a beautiful office building one time, and they wanted a lot of money for it. I just made them a ridiculous offer. And we started dealing back and forth. And I said to the guy, I said, here's the deal. I'll take your deal, but you got to finance it for me for a couple of years. Because, see, I wanted to flip it. We ended up doing the deal. I sold that place, made $500,000, did a 1031 exchange into a plaza that I'm standing in right now that gives me all of my offices for free. And so your way works, Chris. You guys can find him, Chris Noggle. .com. Yes. Last words.
I was just going to say you're living proof of it working. You did it twice right there.
I've done it a bunch of times. I'm with you. I'm with Chris Noggle, just so you know, ChrisNoggle.com. All right. We're out of time. Thank you, Chris. You're awesome.
Thank you.
I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Now go out and live it.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.